We're gonna be calling Shannon Hyde.
Downey, this is your teammate. Please meet us at Dairy Queen. We miss you, Downey. Please.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back, everyone. Today on the show, very, very special episode. Very special episode. As always, all my episodes are special because it's the Shannon Show. It's the best military gets podcast. Yeah, I'm doing my intro. Please. Today we have someone who has the tremendous challenge of going through life without any natural talents. Today on the show, we have the wonderful Sky Waters joining us. Sky, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
That is so good to hear, honestly. I'm just so glad that you're on the Shannon Show. I never thought this would happen. I mean, I guess maybe it could have happened, but
never thought it would happen. It took a long time, but
yeah. Best. It's the best. And Best Military Gets Podcast. You're gonna be a wonderful guest. You're doing some pretty cool stuff, so I can't wait to hear all about it. And you can share some things with people who might find that interesting and whatnot. And people love to hear from you. So you know, what better way to do it than on the podcast? Are you nervous at all? Like 1 to 10, how are you feeling about this? No? Pretty good? It didn't seem like that before the show, but...
Yeah, stop.
Okay. So, Sky, you are in the Navy, which is a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
Making some incredible strides throughout your time there. Tell me, why did you decide on making that decision? It's a pretty big life choice. Why did you decide to join the Navy after high school?
Okay, well, I guess to keep it like real, it was either ship out or stay in Okinawa to do community college, which nothing wrong with that. Like,
right,
that's a path for some people, but just with me, with my family, I just don't think I could do it. I wouldn't feel like I was moving forward in life if I had stayed.
Interesting. And did you consider any other branches, any other possibilities, or was it just like this was the way to go from the beginning?
I mean, I considered the Marine Corps because like my dad and my sister are in it, but I saw the PFA, like their numbers, their run, their push-ups. I didn't think I could meet that. So
wait, I thought you were pretty fast. What are you talking about? You always tell me how fast you are.
Pretty fast and like Marine Corps fast.
It's still different.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, I've talked to you before a little bit about your boot camp experience, and you had so many ups and downs throughout that. So if you just want to like start at the beginning, what was the first day like? What was, I mean, the anticipation? If you can think back that far, that was a little bit ago now.
It was October 6th when I shipped out. Yeah.
Oh, you remember the day. That's so cute and sentimental. Wow.
The boot camp day, of course. Oh. So I shipped out October 6th, like I said. And then at the time I went, you had to do 2 weeks of quarantine at Fort McCoy, which is like in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
In that quarantine, like you're split up. There's 20 people on your floor, but there's only like 5 people in your box. So you live with those 5 people. You do everything together. So there was that. And then after the 2 weeks at boot camp, I mean, at quarantine, we had 5 weeks of boot camp because it was COVID season. So they cut it down. They cut it short. So
only 5 weeks.
Only 5 weeks when I went. Okay. Now it's 8 weeks, back to the original. But so I quarantined, which is like a whole story in itself. But after the quarantine period finished, I went to actual boot camp. And then my division was 044, and my graduation date was supposed to be December 4th. But on the fifth day of processing days, which is called P-Days, they found out I had asthma and like a bunch of...
Pathetic.
I can't breathe, sorry. But... I had asthma when I was younger and a bunch of other like lung related diseases that I just forgot I had because it was a really long time ago. You know, I was like 8.
Yeah.
But I didn't, since I was a dependent, they were able to look at my records since I was already affiliated with the military. So they held me back for 2 months in RCU, which is like recruit convalescent unit, where I just sat and did like pretty much nothing until they could read all my records and decide if I was allowed to stay in the Navy. So that was 2 months of my boot camp. And by the time that time had passed, divisions had went back.
Slow down. You're just flying through all of this, please. All right, so you said it's only 5 weeks long. So what are they cutting out of the 8 weeks? What are you missing? Is there like anything crucial that you're not getting to? Are you like ill-prepared for this now? Are you kind of like 5/8 of a sailor?
No.
No?
No. The only thing that they cut out of our 5-week boot camp was like gas chambers. And then everything was still the same. It was the same events, just shortened, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. So if any of you guys are in a gas chamber, you're no help.
Yeah. I'm no help. I don't know what to do.
Wonderful.
That's okay.
So did they re-diagnose you with asthma? Did you like get tested for it, or did they just dig this up from medical records?
They dug it up from medical records, and then they didn't take my word for it. I didn't have it anymore. They're like, we don't believe you. So they held me back.
So what are they holding you for exactly?
They were just holding me until they could prove I no longer had asthma.
But that's not how asthma works, right?
That's how it works to them. They didn't want me to like pass the PFA, and then they'd be held liable.
So like, let's say you still had asthma, would they just have held you there forever? Would have been like 2 years just sitting there?
No, they would have either decided it was like manageable and I could still run if I had like my inhaler or something, or they would have just sent me home.
But this feels like something that could have been settled in like a day.
You think.
So what was the confusion?
It took two months. There was a lot of other recruits there though. So I mean, they had a lot of people to look for and like treat. Mm-hmm. People who had present illnesses, not someone who had it in the past, and they were trying to figure out if I still had it or not.
You're with all these like sickly people and you're sitting there like pretty normal.
Yeah, pretty much. And they had like broken a lot of them had like actual like a lot of them had COVID, and then they had like COVID induced asthma, something like that. So
you were sitting with all the COVID kids?
Kind of. People that recovered from COVID. Yeah, I was sitting with them.
Did you make any friends in there? Or was
met a lot of cool friends, a lot of cool like for lifers, as I'd call them.
Yes, of course.
Yes, of course. And they had some cool stories too. So it kind of like motivated me to probably keep myself there, you know, not want to go home.
Yeah. What was the difference between sitting there versus boot camp, like day-to-day stuff? I know, like, what are you doing every day? Obviously, I know there's a difference, but what was a day in pretty much isolation seem like?
RCU. It's called RCU.
RCU. Okay. Sorry, my acronym vocabulary is a bit short.
So a day at RCU is basically, I'm pretty sure we woke up like at 7. We went to breakfast. We cleaned. We went to lunch, we cleaned, we got back, we went to bed.
Wow. So your asthma doesn't prevent you from cleaning?
No, apparently.
Interesting.
Yes. Wow. Crazy. We weren't allowed to work out. We weren't allowed to do like anything. We just sat in the compartment and cleaned and just breathed, you know?
So what's going through your mind at the time? Like, what's your mental state through all of this?
I'm not gonna lie, I was in a pretty dark place.
It's not funny.
Some things had happened before I shipped out, so the fact I was just given like 2 months to just like think about everything that went wrong before I went to boot camp, and then just like not knowing if I was gonna be sent home or not, I was like, I'm wasting time here, you know? Like, it was bad. I'm not gonna lie.
Gotcha. Yeah. I can understand that. How did it end? Was it just they just when did you get out of RCU?
Funny story. So it was Christmas Eve, right? It was Christmas Eve. And I was like, no.
How wonderful.
Right? Christmas miracles, I'm saying. Anyway, like, no, I'm going home. Like, I don't want to be here anymore. Like, just so I walked to medical. I walked my happy little recruit past to medical, okay? And then I went and I was like, do you know if I have asthma or not? Like, is there any update at all? And then my doctor looked through the records again. She's like, oh, there's actually a note from the pulmonologist saying that they tested you and they said you don't have it. Because I'd gotten tested, like an asthma test where like, I blow into a tube, yeah, like a month before Christmas. Mm. And then we hadn't gotten the results back. So I thought no results meant like, I don't know. I didn't know what it meant.
So why didn't you ask anyone about this like for an entire month?
I did, but they said for you.
Christmas miracle, I guess. You're right.
I went there and I was like, what's up? Like, I want to go home. I said it differently, obviously. But she's like, oh, you don't have asthma. You're fit for full. That's what we call it. Fit for full duty. And I was like, wait, when? And she's like, 2 weeks ago, actually. So wow. I was sitting for an extra 2 weeks because she didn't read the medical record and tell me that I was fit for full. So
how upset were you? Anger? Was it a little hostile?
I was pretty angry because one of my friends I shipped out with from Okinawa, actually, she went to RCU too. Mm-hmm. She had left 2 weeks ago. So had I left would have been in the same division. You know, we would have stayed together, but it's not how it worked out. But I was pretty, honestly, I was just like excited more than anything. I was like, oh my God, I'm sure. Like, this is my moment.
A lot of relief. How many boats did you go on during Navy boot camp?
Oh, I didn't go on any boats.
Zero boats.
No boats.
Have you been on a boat since you joined the Navy?
No.
Do you find that concerning at all?
Huh?
Do you find that concerning?
No, because I'll be on a boat when I get to the fleet. It's fine. Mm. Most likely. I don't know.
What if you are severely seasick and we just don't know it yet? Wouldn't that be an issue?
People just slug it out. That's the case. I don't know.
Oh, really? I mean, yeah, at this point, you have no other choice. Ooh. Jeez. So what came after boot camp? What was the next steps for you?
A school. So my rate, well, I depth in was, my contract was a corpsman. So.
Okay. So what does A school mean?
It's like your MOS, you know, like a rate, basically. Like your job in the Navy.
Okay.
Your schooling for that, and mine was corpsman. So I did 4 weeks of core school, and I graduated
February, June.
Those
are pretty far apart.
I started in February. When the fuck did I graduate?
We started in May.
I started in May. I started in March. You know, I graduated core school. Okay.
Group interview.
And that's where I am right now. I gotta stop. The dates all get mixed up.
I didn't ask for a date. I wanted to know what it was like.
Okay. You asked, okay.
I said, what came after boot camp?
Core school. Yeah.
And what did you do there?
I learned how to be a corpsman. Like, we had a bunch of, like, medical lectures. It's, like, vital signs, prev med, everything. Everything you need to know about being a corpsman. Mm-hmm. It's like a baseline for before you actually go out to hospitals and start working with actual patients.
And what was the most difficult?
Honestly, for me, core school was pretty slight, but I guess the like difficult part was like the ending, which is before the ending, which was shipboard, because that was like the first time we actually went like hands-on. They used fake blood. They were yelling at us, and I was like,
whoa. Oh, right, yes.
Game changer, so yeah.
So what exactly were they doing whenever they were yelling at you? What was the task at hand?
Well, for shipboard, it was like a group of us. We had to like save a casualty from like an explosion. So there was like dummies and injuries on them. And then we just had to
you had to fake shoot guns.
No, that was too.
Can you reenact?
I'm not going to reenact that.
No, okay.
No. We had to do that too. That was after shipboard, and I was already kind of used to the yelling at that point, so I was okay with it. So it wasn't as hard.
Right. So what are you doing right now? What stage are you in now?
Right now, I'm like in limbo. TMD. So.
What was that?
TMD. I don't even know what it stands for. All I know is that we're.
Do you know what any of these acronyms stand for? Or do you just say the acronyms? Because I don't know what they stand for.
What some of them stand for? Okay.
Okay.
Like, people that are, like, either getting separated or they're waiting to go to their first duty station, or, like, me waiting across the first C-school, we're all in TMD. So that's where I am right now. I'm just, like, going to muster and cleaning and waiting until I get further notice of where I'm going to go.
So what are you doing at C-school? What does that entail?
My C-school's, like, so you're a corpsman, which, like, I'm already a corpsman. Right. But I'm going to be with a specialty, and my specialty is going to be preventative medicine. So,
but what is preventative medicine? What is that?
So that's a really good question. Okay,
it's a good question.
It's basically what it sounds like. Like we give like bugs.
It sounds like you're preventing people like, from receiving medicine. That's what it sounds like.
What'd you say?
You're preventing people from receiving medicine.
You know what?
No.
Like we give like speeches about like STDs, how to avoid them. We deal with like bug infestations.
Oh, fun!
You know, making sure that everywhere that the sailors and marines are, it's like impeccable, basically. Like, you know.
Gotcha.
We take care of our people.
What inspired you to do this?
Not so much of an inspiration, more of like an order. But
what was the order?
Well, before we had like an orders brief, right? We're like okay. orders we're gonna go next after core school, and then we had 5 C schools offered to my class, and honestly, I didn't like any of them, but PrepMed sounded the most interesting and had the most benefits. So I was like, okay, I put that down. I put it down, and
there you go.
Yeah, funny how things work out. You know,
here you go. Yeah. So you've been at this Navy thing for a while now, Corman. A lot of I'm not sure, physical training and whatnot. What's your mile time at this point?
Okay, so my mile time, I don't know exactly. Are you done?
I'm done.
Okay. For the PFA, we get time for a mile and a half.
Oh, okay. So what's the mile and a half time, Sky?
12:45. Which isn't bad.
Is that good or bad? I honestly don't know.
Well, the Navy standard for females my age is 14:45. So yeah, I think 12:45 is pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Speedy.
I mean, it's deep. What could I say?
You've always been super fast. Yeah.
I really have. I know.
No, you haven't. What's your future in the Navy as of right now? What are you looking forward to moving forward?
Oh, I thought I heard something before you said that.
Oh no, I don't think so. I'm just reading my questions off, to be honest with you.
Okay. You said my future in the Navy?
Yeah, what does it look like? And what are you looking forward to? What are you not looking forward to?
The traumatic thing at boot camp when I got held back, I just kind of learned so far that I'm taking it one step at a time. So I'm really looking at the future. So what's next for me right now, what's on my mind, is just C school. Like finishing strong so that I can like hopefully get promoted and get like a say in where I get to get stationed first.
Right. So, and where do you hope that is?
Well, I don't know. Hopefully, part of me wants to go back to Okinawa because that's where my family is. And, you know, it's going to be like I have enough freedom to, like, you know, do my own thing, but they'll still be close enough for me to, you know, visit and, like, all that stuff. Yeah. So.
That would be super cool to see them again, I'm sure. Never mind. I was going to ask you how much longer they're staying there, but no one needs to know that. Irrelevant. What advice would you give to someone joining the Navy right now? Some obstacles. Anything? What would you say? Come on, you should be like this. Like you have all this wisdom now. What's your advice here?
Honestly, just like this is the phrase like that was told to me like my entire time there was just like thug it out. Like it's gonna be hard, but like it sucks to suck. You know, like
did you say
we're all going through it. You know?
Oh my god.
That's the only, think about it, like, you're in the military, like, if you want to join the military, you have to be somewhat hard, you know, like.
Yeah, but, like, I was hoping for some, like, nice caring, like, thoughtful advice, and it's like, well, it sucks to suck, you know, bro.
The caring me just kind of got thrown out the window after this.
What a shame.
Yeah, you know.
What a shame.
It's crazy, I don't know. Like, you're gonna struggle, but, like, you know.
But everyone does, so what does it matter?
Not that. Don't say it like that.
That's what you said, not me.
That's not what I meant. I don't know. You just got to go through the motions, you know? Like, it's going to get better eventually. Mm. It got better for me and everyone else in RCU. They're all doing great, too. Like, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if Sky can do it, anyone can do it. Believe me, guys. You guys will be totally fine, right?
I mean, I wouldn't say that, but...
Okay.
Okay.
Glad we're on the same page. Okay, let's talk about Okinawa, where we met wonderfully. Ooh. It was so much fun. It was actually quite a long time ago. Over 2 years now. It's just time just passes. Crazy. Really? Can you show the viewers some of your dance moves that you learned while in Okinawa, please?
I don't think I could do that for you.
You don't think you could do that?
I don't think I can do that.
That's just interesting because you always told me that you had like these like super good dance moves and like you'd show me, but then
is that what I said? I don't remember saying that.
It's okay. I have video of them, so I'll just put them on the screen right now for everyone. Okay. Since you didn't want to do them live and we don't have any issues here.
Oh great.
Wonderful. See, I had a backup plan, so we're all good. I didn't want to put you on the spot like that.
You've always been one step ahead of me. It's kind of crazy.
Crazy. Always come prepared. You did grow up as a military kid and now you're a kid in the military, but
a you're kid.
a woman in the military doing phenomenal things.
Thank you.
Whenever you moved to Okinawa, what was your reaction to moving there? You moved there from California, correct?
Yes, and I moved after. So.
Yeah, so you already had started high school, and now you have to move to freaking Japan, which might have been a bit of a culture shock. What was going through your mind?
I was like, oh, so many tears, so many tears.
Really?
Yes, because, you know, I always wanted, like, that Cali teenage experience, you know, to have, like,
oh, my God.
All my friends already. I just, you know, I was leaving a lot behind, so I was obviously very sad. And then I heard the weather in Oki was horrid, and that is true. It is. So I wasn't looking forward.
How were your first few weeks or months on the island? How was it? Do you remember?
I honestly don't remember.
Not really?
I remember the big things. Like, I remember being on Kadena, and I was like, this place is huge. I'm going to get lost. It's not that big. But
yeah. What about going to Kubi? What do you have do you remember anything from going to Kubi for the first time?
Wow, I was like, this is ghetto. Because I saw Kadena High School, and I came from a high school in California. Wasn't that? But like, it was big. Like, and I saw how small Kubi was. I was like, this is like an elementary school, bro. This is not it.
Jeez.
And it was all outdoors too. The buildings were just not up to par. I was like, oh no.
Did you, obviously you got used to it. Did you, how do you feel about Kubasaki now?
Well, now, I have no good words to say.
This is what happens, guys, by the way, when you don't prepare for my interviews. I always send the questions ahead of time, and like most of the time people read them and take some notes, but this is just what we get.
Don't you want the real me, you know, the real answer?
The real experience, I guess so. You're doing great. Did you have like a favorite teacher?
Mr. Koya and Miss Lumber. Always.
Oh wow, two phenomenal teachers.
Yes, we had both classes together too. Wait, no, we didn't. Never mind. Just Lumberg.
Yeah, you must have really liked Miss Lumberg and her whole family. Actually, you must have really liked them.
We're not gonna. Why do you?
What? I'm just saying. You said you liked her as a teacher, so I'm.
I did. Yeah, mm-hmm. I love Miss. Pretty great. She helped me with all my college stuff, even though I didn't really pan out. At all.
It's okay. Good intentions.
Yeah, good intentions. And then I genuinely think I learned a lot from Koya. Like, probably the only teacher I really like paid attention to. Which is bad to say. But
I mean, that's crazy. So you had him your senior year, I guess?
Yes, I had him my senior year.
Did he like you?
I think he did. Yeah. I was a hard worker. He asked me about you a lot too, so.
No way.
Way.
You never told me about this.
You didn't talk
good things,
to me.
Right? Good things, right? Good things?
Well, mostly just asking how you were doing. I was like, hell if I know.
Oh, Mark.
I was like, I wouldn't know. Do you know? Like, I don't know.
Gee, thanks.
Well, I wasn't going to lie, say you're doing good. I didn't know how you were doing.
Oh, I appreciate it. You could have just asked. We're gonna have to cut some stuff out for sure. What do you miss about the island? Is there anything about Okinawa you like or miss now?
You said you're gonna cut some stuff out, right?
Sure.
I miss the people more than I miss the seawall. Like, now I think about it, that's actually really cute. Mm. Like, it was a bunch of restaurants by the sea on a wall. Like, that's pretty great to me.
What did you do with the seawall?
I looked at the ocean and I
just like the sunset and stuff.
Yeah, it's the sunset and stuff.
That's all?
Yeah. I also like the hotels there. You know, really nice, right?
Yes, some very fine establishments for sure. Yes.
Yeah, so there's one that's like super, super tall. My friends and I always go to the top and just like, you know, look at everything. So that was pretty great too.
Great view. They have some great rates there.
I'm not much of a nature person, but like there was a lot of cool hikes and like ziplining places in Oki and a bunch of cool like private beaches. I liked that too. Mm-hmm. I miss that. The island definitely had like a bunch of good opportunities I missed out on until like the very last bit before I left Oki. I didn't do much exploring until before I left.
Why was that?
I was just preoccupied with other things, you know? I didn't really.
What were you involved in high school?
Cheer.
Genuine question. Yes. How was Kubasaki cheer?
It was. How do I put it? It was an experience. It definitely was.
Yeah.
Kind of a letdown, to be honest. Like, compared to like stateside cheer, I was expecting a lot, but you know, Kawasaki's a lot smaller. The island's small, so.
What'd you think of the cheer teacher, cheer coach?
The cheer coach, Coach Davis? Oh, I loved her. She was great.
Like, so I don't know. What was the letdown?
I don't know. Like, I wasn't able to do it my senior year. I only did it for like pretty much a year and a half. And I don't know. I feel like I could have just had a better experience in general.
You don't want to call anyone out?
Not going to call anyone out.
Please.
No, I'm going to call anyone out. I'll call. Good, though. I met my best friend, Malia, through cheer. So.
Malia, yeah. Yes. She's great. Love Malia. Absolutely. Yes. 100%.
Glad we established that. Thank you.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, I have the preposterous predicament. A little it's a preposterous predicament. I do this every show. It's like the fun question. Obviously, you don't know what I'm talking about, so you must not watch, but I'm not offended. It's just a segment. Preposterous predicament. I know it's a mouthful.
Do you know what those words mean?
I know what both of those words mean. Do you know what both of those words mean?
I do.
Okay. Just making sure.
Okay.
Our intelligence is on the same page.
Oh. 3 seconds on the clock.
You can only have one mode of transportation for the rest of your life. You can pick just walking. You can pick your own feet if you would like. What would it be?
Car, like,
okay, but here's the thing. So the downsides of the car in this is that if you're just going like a really short distance, you have to drive there. So if you're just like walking next door, you can't do that. You have to get in a car and drive over. Also, if you choose a car, you can't leave your continent because, you know, water.
Yeah,
you still go car.
Yeah, still a car, most definitely. Me, I don't walk. I don't like that.
But you run. You just told me you were speedy like 15 minutes ago.
Okay, that's because I'm forced to. I'm forced to work out. If I have a choice, I'm not going to walk somewhere. Like, what if I'm going to a wedding and I have to walk there? I'm going to get there all sweaty and like dirty.
I didn't say you have to walk. You could have taken like a horse, a donkey, a bicycle, unicycle, moped.
Same thing though. I wouldn't ride.
No, something a little more maneuverable. You could ride a horse to a wedding. Why are you going to a wedding in this?
I'm just kidding.
You're going to, how many weddings are you going to in your life? Like,
you never know. I have a lot of friends now, so you never know.
No, you don't.
Look, Janet.
Sorry.
People get married all the
time. Are we friends?
What'd you say?
Are we friends?
What was your next question that on the preposterous predicament?
Oh my god. Well, you didn't really answer my question. Was car your final answer? You're
yes,
the car.
Okay. You want to make a model too or just car?
Sure, go ahead. Sounds like you want to share.
No, actually, not going to lie. I don't know anything about, like, I want a black car.
Black car. It's not a make or a model. Oh my god. Okay. Next segment is the one profound middle finger award that I always have.
Wait,
to guess.
Was that all for the boxer's predicament? Just one car? Just one?
That was the question. That's the predicament.
Oh, okay.
You settled the predicament. That's a, yeah. What else do you want? You told me car. I thought it was going to be a little more fun. I thought you, yeah. You know. I think I'm going like helicopter, but you didn't ask me what I wanted, so.
Okay.
It's the Shannon show, though. Can we move on with the show?
Yeah.
Okay. The one profound middle finger award.
Oh Lord, Jason made another one. Ha! I'm going baby on baby.
That you're gonna hand out to someone. Has anyone been grinding your gears recently? Like really bothering you? Is there someone who's done you bad? Did you dirty? Someone who's like really you know, you just have to call out and give the one profound middle finger award to for this week. This is time to get something off your chest, vent a little bit, share it with everyone else, put them on the hot seat, put them on blast. I can censor out their name at the end, but just tell me.
Oh, you'll censor out their name?
Yeah, but you have to tell me why.
Oh. Okay. Shout out ex-boyfriend. All the way. Middle finger all the way.
The profound middle finger award.
Profound middle finger all the way. I don't know. You know, I'm just not one for saying things and not meaning them, you know?
Well, you know? Say it then. What do you have to say about it?
No, I mean, like, when you
tell
me...
Oh, that's what he said? Oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I get you never had a girlfriend before, but like, don't go shooting out things you don't mean, you know?
Oh, geez. Please continue. I'm doing, please.
You want me to give you like more reasons as to why I gave you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This is a big award. This is very prestigious.
You know, just like for someone to, you know, like say that you mean all that to them, but then as soon as I graduate boot camp, I've been gone for like almost half a year because I was in boot camp for like nearly 5 months and like not even say congratulations or like, hey, how are you? Where have you been? Because he knew I was only supposed to be there for 2 months, but in fact, you were the first person to say congratulations. And I was like, really? Like, you hated
it. Is that a letdown? You were like, really?
No, but the thing is, he hated you because he thought that you were so rude. And I was like, he's rude? The first to talk to me. So, yeah. I don't know.
Who was I rude to? Was I rude to him?
Yeah. But then again, half the things you said were lies. So, that could be a lie too. We don't know.
Put it on the list.
Yes. Middle finger all the way, bro.
There it is, guys. You heard him.
Respectfully.
No respect. Profound middle finger award. There it is. Wow. All right. Well, now we're getting to the Sky Show. She's prepared a few questions because she wanted to have her own podcast. So I don't know how this is going to go. She said she prepared well and that she's ready to host her own show. And I'm going to give her the platform, change the logo. And as you see right now, we have transitioned. Thank you.
Did you get a haircut today?
I did. It's not that bad, right? I was really worried.
Well, I don't know. That one kind of looks cool, but...
You think so?
No, I'm kidding. It looks fine.
Are you joking? I thought it was fine. It was really long. I'm not sure last time you saw me, but...
I haven't seen you in, like, 3 years, so...
We FaceTimed, like, probably 2 months ago.
Yeah. What? Yes? Are you still on that? Yes, I'm still on that. Sorry, it's my room. Yeah, what's up?
Can we do a Q&A with the roommate?
Do you need help?
No? Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Please go ahead.
Okay, I'll be right back.
I'll skip.
That's another thing about the Navy. This is the first time I've had a roommate. It's so weird.
But yeah, what happened last time? Didn't you break something in your room on purpose so you didn't have to have a roommate?
Don't say that on the show.
Sorry, that's what happened.
Legally, that is not what happened. Anyway.
So what technically?
Spontaneously, they broke.
What spontaneously broke?
Both lamps on my roommate's side.
Both lamps.
Both of them. Because if something's broken in the room, technically on that side, no one can live there. They didn't care. They still moved someone into my room.
So it must have been very convenient that something just spontaneously got broken.
It was convenient for like 3 months, yeah. And then, because a lot of new classes came in, they knocked on the door. I'm your roommate. I'm like, no, you're not. Mm-hmm. And they, but one sticked, and here we are.
But you're having the time of your life meeting new people, right?
Of course, yeah. I miss so many cool people, so many new stories too. A big upgrade from like the small people we had in Oki. It was like the same people, the same stories. You know, we all pretty much live a similar life.
Now you get a wider like range of humans.
Yes, my social skills.
That's good to hear. Weren't you just in California as well?
Yeah, I was on leave.
How was that?
It was so fun. Like, I haven't been back in Cali since I left for Oki. So it was crazy. Like, I remembered where like everything was. And my best friend, OJ, who I met here, he was also there. He lived 15 minutes away from me. So it was like I got to go home with like someone I consider to be like really close to me. So it was cool to like...
How cool is that? And then you saw... Didn't you see your sister?
Yeah, she lives there. So she lives in the same place I grew up in, Oceanside. So
wow.
Yeah, she's doing great. The city's alive as ever. I didn't go to the beach though, so that's kind of crazy. Like,
how long were you there for?
12 days.
That's a long time. So not how much? What was that?
Not one beach trip. Crazy.
What were you busy doing?
I went to Universal. I don't know. I just like following my sister on the whole time because it was like she worked, so I was on her time for the most part.
Your sister's just always been so clutch.
She really has, yeah.
She helped us out one time right when I left the island, got us some supplies.
She also scared you that one time when you first met her. You were like, yeah, I remember.
Did I meet her in prison?
Yeah, you met her at the movie theater. I'm crazy how I remember this, but you don't.
I don't remember meeting her at the movie theater. Are you serious?
Yeah, she's a whole 5 feet. You're 6'1". You were like shivering in your boots.
Crazy. You were so scary. She's like, kind of. I don't remember that. Maybe I chose to delete that.
Oh, maybe.
Oh my gosh. Oh, good to hear she's doing well. Do you have? So how much? How does that affect your leave going forward? How much do you have left? Like 4 days now.
Since I was in boot camp longer than most people, I think I had 20 days racked up, and then I knocked off 12, so I...
Jeez.
It's not that bad, though.
Was it worth it?
Well worth it, yes. And I'm doing it again Christmas.
Wait, you're supposed to be asking me questions. What has happened?
Oh, yeah, so I know. I'm just a great topic, you know, we always gotta circle back, as we should.
Circle back.
So please go playing... ahead.
I'm sorry?
Are you still playing tennis?
Yes.
Like, are you?
Well, I'm teaching little kids now at a tennis club.
Okay. Here. Side hustle or main? Is that your main hustle or your side hustle?
Kind of main, kind of side. I also do some DoorDash sometimes. Oh, yeah. I just moved here, so I'm going back up to school.
Florida.
To Florida, yes.
Yeah. Crazy. Didn't even know that happened. When did that happen? You were in North Carolina.
Like 5 days ago.
Oh, okay. You didn't update me on that. I thought we were friends, but apparently we just don't update each other.
Pretty much told me we weren't friends like 3 days ago. And then at the same time, you're like, wait, I want to come on the Shannon show.
That's not what happened.
Exactly what happened. And then your friend hung up on me.
What about baseball? Because I remember you said you're like the ace or whatever that's called.
Oh, for sure. Ace on the team. Yeah. A few people might dispute that, but... No, not a lot of baseball. Actually, I just threw the baseball like 2 days ago because Max Wiley is here. Max Wiley and his sister Zoe, brother Zoe.
Your brother Zoe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I threw the baseball with him for the first time in like forever. And that's when you actually called me and I was like, sorry, can't talk right now, bro. And he was like, who was that? And I was like, Sky. And he's like, what? He was very confused.
Yeah, right, people didn't know that we were back in contact. I told Malia, and she's like, what? And I was like, yeah. Just, you know.
I didn't do anything terrible. Never mind. We don't have to talk about it. We're good.
Yeah. Keep it professional. We're on a show.
We are indeed. Thank you so much for having me, by the way. This is just a privilege.
Oh, no problem. No problem.
It's an honor.
I took time out of my schedule for this. You should be very, very.
Actually, you told me you had nothing going on today, so that's is such just more cash. No viewers like that.
I actually have something planned in an hour and a half, so try again.
Oh yeah, what are you doing?
None of your business. I'm kidding. No, I'm going on a date, kind of. So.
What's her name? His name.
Her.
Where are you guys going? Where is it at?
We're going to the movie theaters because we actually just.
It's high school over again. No. You're not seeing Space Jam, are you?
I don't. No, we're seeing The Devil Made Me Do It.
Oh, you're watching a horror movie? That's what you always made me watch horror movies.
Why are you making me sound like a... Okay.
I'm just saying, I hated them. And you're like, come on, it'll be fun.
I remember you like cried, yeah.
Yeah, I did. No shame. Yeah. They're not good.
None at all.
Can't stand them. No shame. The movies are designed to have that, get that reaction out of people.
Do you know what I remember? You know, I remember now that I'm thinking about it.
What do you remember, Sky?
You used to always call yourself the space station.
Mm-hmm.
I
was called the space station. I was anointed that name. I would never give myself a nickname.
Told me why that was.
I think it's just because I was really tall, to be honest with you.
Hello?
And I wanted to do aerospace engineering, so maybe that kind of came into it.
Oh, yeah, that's your major right now, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're... Mm-hmm. Yes. Look at you doing big things over at Penn State. Any That's frat
parties? Tons.
Oh, tons, yeah. A lot of friends.
You should see me out of the wazoo.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
What's so funny?
Nothing. Just you. That wasn't really your crowd in high school, so.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, things change. Things change. Yeah,
for sure. Mm-hmm. Some things don't change at all, though, as we see.
Okay, we're recording again. Oh, anything else? Anything else you want to say? What should we talk about?
Honestly, I'm just happy to be here. I'm really glad you decided to interview me. I was waiting for my turn. I really was.
Were you actually? Were you? I couldn't decide if you actually wanted to come on or not.
No, I wanted to. You were going to, like, everyone in the frame. Just skipped over me. I was like, I have interesting things to say. But
well, I thought you, like, intensely disliked me.
I mean, I do. But I also, like, you know, I love me. So I was like, no.
You just want to see your name on there. You're like, yeah, with your face on it. Oh, I bet. Did you just Millie Rock?
No,
sorry, I missed it.
I really think it's going to be good views, though. I think it will.
You think so? Mm-hmm. I hope it gets no views.
Okay, well, I'm going to
humble yourself. Are you going to put it on your story? Are you going to help me promote it?
Of course, yeah. Actually, I want my friends to see it, so I don't know, but
some people are so fake, bro. You're just another one.
Okay.
You don't want your friends to see it?
Well, because they don't know. They know me as, like, Waters, you know? Like.
And what are you doing this?
I'm Sky. Right now, I'm Sky.
Wow. Yeah. Can you be Waters now?
I'm always Waters on the phone. Then you tell me I'm being rude to you. So. not gonna publicly stick up.
Because you are.
No, I'm not. I'm just being myself.
A lot of attitude.
Also, for a lot no of reason.
Yes.
A good Christian, no, so let me not do that.
Good Catholic child over here.
Oh, yes, of course. You still go to church, Shannon?
Always.
Oh, wait, yeah, okay. We're making sure.
Does that make me better?
No.
Okay.
You still, but I mean.
Do you go to church?
I have a picture of the Virgin Mary on my board.
You have a necklace. You have a necklace too with a cross, right?
Yeah, I do. Thank you. How stupid of you. Thank you for noticing.
Yeah, I saw it in your Instagram post. And I was like, wow, what a holy woman.
Oh yeah, the one that you liked and commented on. How sweet of you, by the way.
The one that you told me to comment on and told me what to comment. You said, just say wow.
You're spreading lies like this.
No, because you I'm not gonna let you come here and lie on my show and then just go with it.
My show.
No, sorry, you're not asking any questions. My bad. Please continue.
No, I don't want to ask questions anymore.
And her show is over. So your questions consisted of, have I continued playing my high school sports? And that's it.
Oh. Yes. I don't know much about you anymore, Shannon. Like, you just disappeared, bro.
You literally told me 10 minutes ago that you knew everything about me.
Can you stop?
Okay, I'm sorry. What would you like to know, since you don't know anything?
Oh, when did you get your license? Like, when did this happen? You couldn't drive in Oki, and you left as a junior.
I got my license the day I turned 18.
Oh, it's a little late in the game, isn't it?
The Mooresville DMV. Yes, it was a little late. I was asking for rides from people I barely knew. But then I got my own license and I have a car.
Right. What kind of car is it? Make and model.
Blue one.
Blue one? Okay. So do you have to, like, roll the seat all the way back since you're like freakishly tall? Okay.
Do you think I'm freakishly tall?
No. Well, when you're sitting next to me a little bit, because you have the contrast, just so.
Because you're freakishly short.
I'm 5'2". That's not freakishly short.
You're not too. You're like 5 foot. Come on, bro.
I'm 5. Anyway.
Especially in the pictures. You look very tiny.
Oh, well, thank you.
Next to me. Not by yourself. You look very normal.
Oh. Yeah, the prom picture. Yeah, the only picture we have together, pretty much. Yeah, the ones that you, like, deleted then reposted on your page. Yeah, I was tracking that.
Did I do that?
Yeah, I think you did. Where are we, by the way? Where are we?
Well, at least I just archive them, right?
I did that too, though, so it's okay. For different reasons, but.
And then they came back on. So you did the same exact thing, but you just tried to call me out for it.
Yes, because it's different when I do it. Different.
How so? Because you were in a relationship with a lot.
Why did you just say the name?
I'm sorry. I'll censor it again. I'll be like, beep.
And yeah, pretty much. It's a respect thing, you know?
What did I do exactly? I'm very curious.
He said you were a bully, you know? He said that you bullied him. And I was like, this man? What's he gonna do?
We were, like, pretty good friends. That's actually kind of sad. Yeah, I didn't think there was anything wrong. I was going to ask him to come on the show. I mean, obviously not now anymore because
you know,
there's some complications. But yeah, I made a movie with him in it as the star. Yeah, and then a sequel.
Fake friends. Oh my God.
I guess that wasn't enough. I guess that, you know, I can just never be enough. And then he was going to make the third one without me. And I sent him the script and he was going to try to do it. So yeah, he lied to you.
Funny how things work, isn't it?
No cap. And that totally just like gave away who it was. But... or just anyone who knows you.
So is that all? That's the Shannon Show interview? That's just with the hype.
I'm sorry to let you down.
No, we just seem like we're just like reminiscent right now. This is what the viewers
at this point.
See.
Usually I don't do this with people, but I feel like we have a little bit more content. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of history, so.
And it's all within like a really short time span, which is kind of cool.
Oh, crazy. Like, I didn't think that. Right? Just work out.
What'd you say?
What?
What'd you just say?
I didn't think I'd ever talk to you again. So it's crazy how things work out.
Why did you think that?
I don't know. Well, what'd you think?
No, please go ahead.
I don't know. That's just the thing with me. Like, I don't know. I just don't
you
like
just
being
assume
friend.
The worst.
Pretty much, yeah.
You didn't want to be friends?
Long distance friendships don't work. Besides Malia and OJ and like everyone else.
Long distance friendships work? What do you mean?
With like you and I though, we had like just broken up. It was gonna be I didn't want to be your friend. I was
like,
no.
You told me you wanted to be my friend though, and then you were my friend.
I wasn't your friend, yeah.
Nope. Not at all. Very odd. Yep.
But look at us now. We're best of friends. It's kind of.
You're probably not going to talk to me for like another month after this. You're like, okay, that was enough. You didn't disagree. That's awkward.
Oh, do you want me to, lie to your viewers like that?
Yes, please. Make me feel better.
We're going to be friends after this shit. In fact, I'll FaceTime you after this. So.
Oh, really? Thanks. We can have a little post-game show.
Yes.
Post Shannon Show. Show.
Post Sky Shannon.
Post Sky Show.
Sky hyphen Shannon Show. There you go.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. It's a plan.
Okay. Anything else you want to say on the air, or should we just cut it?
Like, I think I shared enough wisdom for today.
Well, we can do it again sometime. We can like get a little bit more planned. Share some more wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe get some. Do you think Malia would do it? Malia was supposed to come on like for the Koi Club, but then she didn't show up. So
tell me about that.
Yeah, why didn't she show up? Did she say?
No.
What a shame.
Probably studying to do because she just graduated tech. So.
Oh, gotcha. I just talked to her sister Willow yesterday.
Ooh, I love Willow.
On the show. Nice. Good show. Wow. Okay. Thanks everyone for watching. I don't know, you start whispering, so I'm just matching the energy.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Bye, guys.
See you guys next week. Thank you, everyone. You're the best. Thank you, Sky.
No problem, Shannon.